You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First things first, I just do quickly want to talk about what I am looking at right now on Facebook. Some dude named Jared just posted that he made sweet potato hash brown waffles last night.
Hold on, let me deconstruct that.
Sweet potato.
Hash brown waffles.
He took a bag of sweet potato tots, it looks like, defrosted them, put them on a waffle iron, closed the lid, and then the end result is sweet potato hash brown waffles. And I want to bury my face in that.
I'm going to
send you a picture. Yeah.
It would even be slightly healthier, wouldn't it?
I guess that's what I would tell myself.
Sweet potato?
Yeah.
There was a thing several years ago where it was a, it wasn't, because this was, I think, pre-meme, but it was the photos that went around on the internet that somebody was showing all of the different things you could make with your waffle maker.
You put eggs on there.
They had like 15, 18 different things. They're like, it's not just for waffles. You can make a whole bunch of things in a waffle maker.
Make like a pizza on there if you want.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I looked at that and I was like, dang, I've got a waffle maker. I'm going to do all of these. I haven't done one.
Not one. It involves effort.
Just like this sweet potato hash waffle tater tot thing.
And true to Facebook form, somebody wrote, is there a recipe for this?
Oh, yes.
And he posted a picture of the waffle iron and a bag of tots next to it. And he
good
said,
for him.
Here's your recipe. Is there some a recipe?
Some people need to have their hand held for
like,
everything.
Really? Recipe or source? Come on. Oh, that's so stupid. People are funny on Facebook. I do want to give a shout out to my buddy Matt. I've talked to Matt, talked about Matt many times on the show. He's a good friend of mine, and it's his birthday today. And I actually have to go pick up his gift today. I connected with a listener who actually made me something and sent it to me. And I went and then turned around and had her make something for Matt. I got to be very vague so I don't give it away. But it's funny, every year on our birthdays, it is a goal to give each other the most crude slash filthy slash immature gift to each other. And every year we just try to one-up each other.
Hmm.
And it's just the most fun thing that I've ever experienced with a buddy. I just love the build-up to the birthday, the planning into what we're going to do. I can't even tell you what he gave me in November. For my birthday, it was so filthy.
Oh.
We are immature, Dom. We're very immature.
You guys kind of
don't seem impressed by this.
No, I'm just thinking your relationship with this guy is interesting to me because all the years I've known you, you never had a man crush until you met this guy. Man, look, I'm not knocking.
We connect.
I've had man crushes on some of my buddies in the past. You know, Milo, he and I even used to work together, and I would say we had, like, now we don't see each other that much anymore, whatever.
You don't,
But you and your Matthew buddy have got a little bro crush growing.
It's like having a brother with the same sense of humor, the same attitude towards things. We like, you know, to get out on our smokers. We like whiskey. It's like, it's just having a doppelganger.
It's kind of you guys have a relationship without the sex, as far as I know.
How do you know?
I was going to say, I don't know.
Guess what he's getting for his birthday this year? Finally!
Tested? Is that what he's getting?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, but it's funny because, you know, like I said, and I watched you for years have no friends. And
yeah, I didn't a lot of people into my bubble. I had two good friends that I've known since, you know, elementary school, and that's all I needed.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking as a, because I'm not anywhere near in the order of magnitude of friendship that you have with this guy, but I feel like you and I are at least friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
As a friend, I do have to admit that sometimes I worry that he's going to hurt you. And as a friend, I don't want
that
for you.
Happen.
I don't want him. You are so invested now. It's like when someone falls in love, right?
Yeah.
And it's the bloom of fresh new love, and they are just absolutely
I'm blinded
here.
Head
over heels.
I'm blinded.
And completely absorbed in this other person. And then when that person says, I'm sorry, this is not working for me.
I found somebody else.
Absolutely crushed. And I know
how hurt people. Help me look for red flags. You got to help me look for red flags because I'm not going to see them. All right, so just make
sure. Well, I'm not going to see him either. You won't let me around your friends, so. I noticed that a long time ago. It's like,
don't ruin this for me.
Once you met your man crush, you put this wall up. You're like,
Dom who?
You were like, these worlds will never collide.
It's probably smart.
I cannot let Dom ever meet Matt.
He would.
Are you afraid I would take him away from you?
He would make you blush, I think, with some of the things he says and does. I don't know if it would be a good fit.
I don't know. He'd have to get up pretty early in the morning to make me blush.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, don't let him hurt you, okay?
I won't.
If you do, you come crying to me.
You'll hold me. You'll embrace me.